whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
The weather isn't the only thing heating up this weekend. Old Navy's hottest dresses and skirts are all on sale right now, from $15 for women, $10 for girls. Get into the swing of summer with amazing summer skirts, maxi dresses, and more. They're all on sale right now. Plus, hurry in to save up to 40% off chic summer essentials for men and kids too, like shorts from just $12 for men and kids tees from just $5 right now at Old Navy. Select styles only, June 3rd to June 7th.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola.
Ça dépend. Nous autres, je pense, les deux goalers, on a le respect de nos coéquipiers, notre équipe. Vraiment, ça, c'est bon pour nous autres, je pense. All that stuff, c'est juste le monde qui parle.
As Blackhawks goaltender saying some stuff in French, game one of the Stanley Cup final between the Hawks and Lightning.
I like that better.
I actually
like that better than English hockey talk.
No, I would like everything, please. Everything in French.
But that doesn't really sound like French, even.
I want game highlights. I want all the actualities that we play in this update studio in French.
I'm more used to Parisian French, which sounds absolutely nothing like that.
Well, Dan, aren't we all more used to that?
No, but I'm serious. No, really. Just
seriously. What kind of a moron is this guy?
That's some kind of regionalized patois that only bears a moderate resemblance to French.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm more used to the Parisian French.
But you are, I'm
than
sure.
That gibberish this guy speaks.
Yeah, what is it? It seriously doesn't.
Peasant, right?
No, I guess.
Right?
It's,
you get the nerve of this guy?
It's probably seriously. Like what Australian English sounds like,
man,
to
everything.
The British.
I didn't play that so you could talk. I just played it just to play it. And
we got a guest.
I mean, you know everything. You really do.
Well, give him time. He will. You know that.
Cubs are in Miami tonight. John Lester poses Dan Herron. First pitch at 6:10. Jorge Soler was placed on the DL. Cubs expect him to be sidelined at least 3 weeks with that sprained ankle. Mike Baxter was recalled from Iowa. Chris Bryant was named the NL's Rookie of the Month for May. White Sox and Rangers here on the Score. Chris Sale faces Nick Martinez. Pregame starts at 6:30. Game's going on right now. The Yankees just beat the Mariners 3-1. That was an exciting game. Pirates leading the Giants 2-1, bottom of the eighth, and it's Atlanta 7, Arizona 5 in the bottom of the seventh. Earlier today, Boston beat Minnesota 6-3, St. Louis over Milwaukee 7-4. NBA Finals tips tomorrow at 8. Golden State, they're hosting Kendrick Perkins and the Cleveland Cavaliers. American Pharoah has been made the early 3-5 favorite at the Belmont Stakes. Terry's going to put $10 million on him. AP will run out of the number 5 post looking to claim the Triple Crown. That all takes place this Saturday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight. 6:30, Sox and Rangers, and Steve Conrad breaks that down next here on The Score at 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Spores and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
No team brings it out of this city like the Blackhawks do. You walk around, everybody's wearing a Hawks something. Everybody.
Had it happened during the course of the last month because I've been in and out of several offices, and everybody in the office is apparently on Blackhawk days, they're all wearing it.
Everybody.
Everybody. Offices.
My wife.
Offices.
My kid. Everybody. Yeah. And then it's the front page of the stately Chicago Tribune. Guy painting a wall.
Guy painting a wall.
Wow.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for that.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Logan Square, John, you're on WSCR.
I got my prediction.
Oh, God.
Hawks in four. Everybody's fired up about this game. Everybody's got an opinion, including you. You know that.
Is it a big game tonight for them,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, you think it's a big game for the Hawks tonight?
So I'm sitting in the sun, enjoying my afternoon. Just got off the ice about an hour ago. There's a mural being painted on the side of Palace Grill, so somebody cares. I'm just saying 4-0. Okay. The Lightning aren't going to squeak this one out. The buildings, it's not even going to be a first period for the Lightning.
Okay.
And I'm out, guys. Thank you.
I don't think that was a bit.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boers and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:05, all right, next guest, top bat.
Steve Conroy joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You hear his analysis on Comcast Sportsnet throughout the season and through the playoffs. So here we go. This day that we thought when the season began was certainly a possibility is indeed here. Yet another Stanley Cup final. How's it going, Steve?
You're going really well, Dan. Yeah, can you believe it? We all hoped and we all thought the Blackhawks had the horses to get here, but still, it's a tough route to maneuver. And, you know, when half the teams basically don't make the playoffs, and you look at a team like the LA Kings, who really didn't have a heck of a lot of turnover. They won the Stanley Cup last year. They didn't even make the playoffs this year. It's quite a thing to get back, not only in the playoffs, but to the ultimate, the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's a great point, Steven. We always talk about that, the randomness, because look at the shot that eliminated them last year. Look at that play. I mean, that play, that could only happen in high. There's just no way, you know, you come down to it as close as that series was with the Kings, and it comes down to that play and you lose. I mean,
that's why, you're right, Terry, and that's why, and you know, it's not just true of hockey, it's true of any sport. You never want it to go to a seventh game, and especially an overtime in a seventh game, because stuff like that can happen. And yeah, it was an unfortunate bounce off of Nick Leddy. And, you know, the rest is history. I think everyone knew or had a pretty good idea that whoever won that series between L.A. and Chicago was probably going to win the Stanley Cup. And unfortunately, it wasn't the Blackhawks. But, you know, hey, give credit to these guys. They have played more hockey than any team in the NHL over the last 5 years, and they still want more. So good for them.
So when I look at a relatively young, callow, but very talented and fast Lightning team, yet I still think to myself, they're probably not ready for all that it takes to win one of these series. What do I mean by that? Because when a team is young, for what will they be unprepared? What will surprise them? Even when a coach tells them, look out for this, look out for that, what will be new to them, even as successful as they've been in the playoffs?
Oh, Danny, great question, as always. I think the biggest thing is just being through it before, and some of these guys have been through it, but with other teams. I know Phil Pula won a Stanley Cup with Detroit. Danny Boyle, Anton Strahlman were with New York last year when LA knocked them off. So, you know, Steven Stamkos, this is new to him. Kucherov, Johnson, you know, the three guys on their triplets line, they've never played in a Stanley Cup final. So you can talk about it all you want. You can say, yeah, we won the Eastern Conference final. We came back 3-2 against the New York Rangers. Well, yeah, but it wasn't the Stanley Cup finals. And you can't teach it unless you're actually experiencing it. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. And I think this is where, you know, the experience of the Blackhawks will really help. They get down in a game. Let's say they come back from Tampa Bay down 2-0. They don't win in Tampa. They'll just reset. And I think should the Blackhawks win one of these two games in Tampa Bay, all of a sudden there's a lot more pressure on these youngsters. So, you know, getting back to it, it's just that it's a bigger stage. The lights are a little brighter. Everyone's going to be analyzing everything. Isn't their line matching, but each and every one of your shifts. And I think that's where the pressure sometimes throws some guys off.
Is it guys like Taves, you think, Steve, that have this? Because you talked about that tough loss last year, yet this team, more determined than ever. I mean, as determined as we've seen him again to do it all over, even though you know you had that, and maybe it drives you, but this team, it doesn't seem to ever let up. The mental part of it, not just the physical part of it, we see that, but the mental part of the game they play on you, it doesn't seem to ever stop, and I don't know if that's due to Taves or it's just their nature or what it is, but this team is not one of those you say, well, they're not mentally into this game. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, Terry, I think Johnny's a big part of that, but I think it's been rubbing off on the other guys too. And you're right, it's that will. And, you know, listen, everyone wants to win. You know, we all love to win whatever sport we're playing. But, you know, it's not just the skill, it's willing yourself to do that. And that's exactly what these guys have done. We saw it against Anaheim, and, you know, Anaheim was in a real good position being up, you know, 3-2 on the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks with their backs against the wall, you know, win it